I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The concept of time is remarkably elusive and mysterious. At once it seems both hauntingly infinite and extraordinarily limited. It's truly here today and gone tomorrow. The very wise Dr. Seuss once asked, "How did it get so late, so soon?" This week's essayist, Joy Bianco, reflects on the evolution of her own deeply personal understanding and appreciation of time.
They say time heals all wounds. It also helps to ease legendary humiliation. It's been 8 years since the school bus driver called the police on me, and it's high time I bring that embarrassment back and share my story. I am not a fan of school buses transporting my children. They're large, there are no seat belts, and most importantly, I am not driving them. When my oldest Gabby started school, I avoided the whole issue by driving her. Unfortunately, 2 years later, her younger sister Bella had dreams of being on that kindergarten bus. I hesitantly agreed because deep down I knew my fears should never stop her from spreading her tiny little wings. And I would secretly follow behind. That first day, I went unnoticed. My luck ran out on day two, as my large SUV wasn't as inconspicuous as I thought. Both the driver and monitor, who had been trained on recognizing the behaviors of child stalkers, became concerned. When they pulled over to the side of the road and parked, I did the same and sang my own praises for my motherly intuition. That's when the police arrived. Luckily, many of the young passengers recognized and vouched for me. I was not a danger, I assured the police. I was just Bella's overprotective, neurotic mother. What was I afraid of? The list was long. Distracted motorists, icy roads, bullies, mechanical problems, flash floods, trolls living under the bus, you name it. If there was a possible dangerous scenario, I imagined it. When Allie, my third daughter, began school, I felt no different. No bus. Last year, my youngest child, Madison, entered kindergarten, and I was steadfast. No bus. Recently, I was talking with Madison about the upcoming first grade. She was having the typical reservations. As we spoke, she paused to collect her thoughts by saying, "Time flew by, and I couldn't catch up." In her innocent but oh so profound words, I believe I discovered a long hidden truth. Underneath my gigantic pile of fears was the only thing I was truly afraid of: time. In avoiding the bus, I was avoiding the first step of separation. In a sense, I could keep pace with time. But as all parents learn, time beats everyone. I know that now. However, for that brief period that flew by, I believe time found me a worthy opponent.
Joy Bianco is a graduate of the University of Rhode Island and Roger Williams University School of Law. Bianco writes from her home in Warwick, where she lives with her husband and four daughters. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.